What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And the phone lines are closed. We're going to get some news done and out of the way here. And as I mentioned to an earlier caller, there's a lot of propaganda that goes out regarding war. And we did a little article, Fake News and War Party Lies, actually by Pat Buchanan. And we linked to it. And he's got all these quotes by Franklin Roosevelt. And back in 1941, Franklin Roosevelt, during his Navy Day radio address, told the nation, quote, "I have in my possession a secret map made in Germany by Hitler's government, by the planners of the New World Order. It's a map of South America as Hitler proposes to reorganize it. The geographical experts of Berlin, however, have ruthlessly obliterated all the existing boundary lines, bringing the whole continent under their domination. This map makes clear the Nazi design not only against South America, but against the United States as well. It is a plan to abolish all existing religions, Protestant, Catholic, Mohammedan, Hindu, Buddhist, and Jewish alike. In the place of the churches of our civilization, there's going to be set up an international Nazi church. In the place of the Bible, the words of Mein Kampf will be imposed and enforced as holy writ, and in place of the cross of Christ will be two symbols, the swastika and the naked sword. A god of blood and iron will take the place of the god of love and mercy." Where did Roosevelt get these secret Nazi plans? They were forgeries by British agents in New York. Operating under a gentleman named William Stevenson, Winston Churchill's man called Intrepid. So the reality is, governments have been lying to the people all along to get us into wars, to get us to do as we're told, to get us to pay taxes, to get us to breed more workers and soldiers for them. Prudence demands that we re-examine everything we have ever been told by the state-controlled schools, by the corporate media, by the government itself. It may be that there's actually very little truth in any of it. Now, we're coming up on the Pearl Harbor commemoration, 75th anniversary. And I'm in kind of an interesting position because I can look out that window down on the remains of the Arizona I've been able to actually travel around this island and verify some of the things that we've dug up about how Pearl Harbor was not a surprise. And we're going to be talking about this more next Monday, Tuesday, as we get into the 7th commemoration. But that, too, was a hoax. Just like when they claimed the Lusitania wasn't carrying any weapons, it was an innocent passenger ship, ruthlessly killed by the Germans. And it wasn't. It was smuggling weapons to Great Britain, which made it a legitimate target of war. And the German government actually ran ads in the New York newspapers warning people not to take passage on that ship because it was going to be targeted. How many more times do you have to be lied to until you finally accept and understand you are ruled by lies, fraud, and deception? In a government that lies, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. That's why they're at war with the independent media. And as I said before in the show, it's not really a war on the independent media. It's a war on skepticism. It's a war on those who refuse to believe as they're told to believe. Bring back the Inquisition. We'll deal with those non-believers here. All right, let's look at the economy because a lot of stuff is going on. As you know, this weekend there is a very important referendum taking place in Italy. Its failure to pass could bring down some of Italy's top banks. And right now, as of the last time, it was trailing 11 points in the polls. Now, maybe they've loaded up Italy with a bunch of dive bowl machines or something, but that's where we are. Right now, the Italian bank shares today took a dive contaminating the whole euro market ahead of this referendum. Everybody's heading for cover right now, heading for safe spaces. Play with their Play-Doh here. Italy's Sunday vote set to trigger the most violent economic shock in history. Apparently, the polls have narrowed. It's now 54% support for no. If no does win, it could be the end of the European Union. Now, here in the United States of America, we're hearing all this ludicrous thing about how, oh, look at all these jobs we've created this last month here. U.S. employers added 178,000 jobs, and unemployment sinks to 4.6%. Well, a couple of things to keep in mind. First of all, those 178,000 jobs are Christmas seasonal hires. Those jobs will disappear come January. Okay? Second, there are 95.1 million legal American citizens willing and able to find work who have not been able to find jobs for months, and they're simply not counted in order to come up with this ludicrous 4.6% number. So why are they talking about that? Well, what's going on here is the corporate media is already out there trying to sell the idea that Donald Trump is going to be inheriting a country with a wonderful, strong economy. And we're getting this from Politico, MSNBC, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, Yahoo, saying Donald Trump, the economy is going to be in great shape when Donald Trump takes over. So when it implodes, guess who they're going to blame? Just like Herbert Hoover all over again. Actually, Donald Trump is inheriting an absolute disaster of an economy. It's on the verge of a lockup. You know politicians, they never accept responsibility for their mistakes. They're going to find somebody else to scapegoat for it. Unfortunately, Donald Trump fits the bill there. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. We're talking about the economic news. Our phone lines are closed right now because I got a lot of stuff to get through before the lovely Lady Claire joins us in an hour. Now, down in Venezuela, which has been targeted by the United States, going all the way back to Hugo Chavez, they're in a stage of complete hyperinflation. They're weighing the money rather than counting it. Zimbabwe, which became famous for their $100 trillion paper notes, abandoned that monetary system, started a new one. That one didn't work. They've just introduced a brand new currency that's already losing value. Why is this going on? Because of private central banking, which by design creates more debt than money with which to pay that debt, to hold nations and people slaves to that debt. That's what's going on here. And it's a giant pyramid scheme. Sooner or later, any country enslaved to a privately owned central bank that issues all the public currency as a loan and interest will lock up and collapse. Now, in the past, it was basically isolated. It would happen to this nation, and then all the other nations would leap in, refund it, restart the scam all over again. But today, because of globalism, the entire system is hanging by a thread. We'll use the European Union as an example. In the European Union, some of those member states are in a lot more trouble than others. And what Brussels has been doing is siphoning off wealth from economies that are doing well, like Germany and Great Britain, and using it to prop up the EU member states whose economies aren't doing very well at all. And what they're really doing, if you can imagine a boat sitting on a lake, and there are 18 holes in the bottom of the boat, but only 17 corks. And all Brussels can do is yank a cork out of one hole and shove it into another in full view of the press and scream, "We're working on the problem." But the water is still coming in. The total aggregate debt continues to grow. And unless you can control all the water coming on in, all the debt, write it off, do something, it's inevitable that the EU is going to sink. And the same thing applies to the entire world. Because all but just, I think, three countries are now enslaved by these private central bank scammers. They've been doing this for 300 years, and when it comes down, it will be global. and there will be a tremendous amount of hardship, but it will also open up a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the people of planet Earth to stand up and say, no more private central banks. The public currency of a nation must be managed as a public utility for the benefit of the nation, its people, and its commerce, and not as a privatized for-profit operation that benefits the bankers and corrupt politicians only. Speaking of corrupt politicians, apparently there is pressure to extend the anti-Russian sanctions by another 6 months. Now, these sanctions have actually caused a lot more damage to Europe and the West than to Russia. But by golly, we're going to keep on making the same mistake and hope things will be a little bit different. It's all about image. We're taking a harsh stance against Russian aggression. It's all posturing, chest thumping here. The U.S. Senate just passed a bill to extend the sanctions on Iran. The vote was 99-0. They had one abstention. And what this is doing is sending a message to the world that the U.S. doesn't keep its treaty commitments, because Iran has done everything they promised to do under the P5 plus one deal. The U.S., which promised to end the sanctions, just extended them again. Governments around the world are now realizing that any treaties signed by the United States aren't worth the parchment they're on. Any promises made by the U.S. are worthless. The U.S. continues to punish Iran, not because Iran has done anything, but because their masters in Tel Aviv still want Iran broken up into little tiny pieces, easy to bully, easy to push around, like they're trying to do in Iraq, Turkey, Syria, all those places. Let's talk about immigration here. It looks like Obama is going to try and flood as many refugees and illegals into the country as he possibly can before Donald Trump can build a wall or put crocodiles in the Rio Grande or whatever he's going to do to solve this. Fastest way to solve it is simply say non-citizens do not get social benefits. Now, there's a story coming out of Zero Hedge. And basically, 2 years ago, the Clinton administration declared a crisis of underage illegals coming in across our border. Oh, these minors, we have to let them in. And so Obama signed an executive order allowing minors of certain Central American countries to flee to the U.S. under the refugee program. The only problem is 70% of the people who came in under that minor refugee program are actually over the age of 18 and legally adults. If they're over 18, they can vote. They can vote for Hillary Clinton. Now, according to Senate Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley, the Obama administration is getting ready to unilaterally admit thousands of refugees from known terror hotspots that were denied entry by Australia authorities. The refugees are from Iran, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, Iraq, Somalia, and Sudan. These are people who were deemed too dangerous for a nation founded by prison convicts. And Obama's going to let them all in here, despite what happened at Ohio State University. Now, the Department of Homeland Security, despite all kinds of scandals involving misappropriated funds and kickbacks and so forth, DHS is going to continue using private detention facilities to house asylum seekers. They're running out of places to put them. May have to actually open up those FEMA camps. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has unsheathed his weapon to deal with all of these cities and even states that are saying they're going to maintain their sanctuary status, that they're not going to enforce immigration law in their jurisdictions. To heck with you, Donald Trump. We love our illegal immigrant voters, or words to that effect. And Trump has simply come on back and said, okay, well, I can cancel the funding, the federal funding that you're getting. And according to Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti, the loss of those funds would drive the city right into bankruptcy, drive the whole state of California into bankruptcy. So, anyway, over in the European Union, there is now a plan in Brussels to declare protests against Brussels a crime. They want to criminalize political dissent against the European Union project. In other words, censorship, loss of freedom of speech. Remember just a few days ago, Juncker was out there saying, no more of these pesky independence referendums. We know they want to leave us. We don't want them to leave. We want their money, their obedience. Now, Norbert Hofer, the far-right wing politician who's running for president in Austria, saying that if he wins the presidency this Sunday, elections happening, he will allow an EU referendum. I'm not even sure how we would pronounce that. An exit? Exit? We'll come up with a word for it. But we're hearing this all across the EU. Marine Le Pen is talking about a Frexit. Denmark is talking about leaving. Now Austria. The European Union was a raw deal for the Europeans. Any empire is a raw deal for the people who have to live in it. You go to the history books and they talk about Alexander the Great. What an amazing person. He conquered the known world. And you do a little more digging and you realize what life was like for those people in the lands that he conquered. It wasn't very good. Now, up at the Dakota Access Pipeline, the Morton County Sheriff's Department has gone to Ace Hardware Stores and ask them to stop selling heating supplies to the water protesters. It's very cold up there, and it's about to get a lot colder. Ace Hardware said, okay, we will not sell any of these protesters anything to keep them warm in the coming cold. And that is really a shame because I like shopping at Ace, but I guess it's Home Depot from now on. By the way, looking back at Black Friday and what was selling and what was not, boy, were the guns selling off the racks. The numbers are now in. Enough guns were sold on Black Friday a week ago to outfit the entire U.S. Marine Corps and then some. Everybody is arming up in the face of a government that has clearly gone rogue and refuses to accept the will of the people in this last election. Now, a year ago, we had that false flag out in San Bernardino where witnesses claimed that three men dressed in military gear carried out the shooting, and then all of a sudden, magically, it mutated into these two Muslims, a husband and a wife. And the wife was so diminutive, couldn't possibly have carried all the gear the witnesses said they were carrying. And they're doing the look back, oh, the horrible, they're recycling the terror attacks to keep you scared. And Corbin News, apparently by accident, has played the footage of the original police dispatchers as they're talking about how three suspects have fled. Not two, three. They can't even keep their stories correct any longer. Now, getting into the world of computers. Actually, we're coming up here on a commercial break, so I'm going to not even tease this story. But it is rather alarming, I think would be a good word. You need to go back and look at how many times you've been lied to. Not just the lies you've been told this year. Your entire life has been a lie and an illusion. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to step back here to where that caller called on in and said General Matisse was quoted as saying, it's fun to shoot people, which does sound really, really, really bad. What's important is the context. And here's where we see how the corporate media is selectively quoting somebody to make them look like one thing when they're something else. An alert listener just sent me in the complete quote. And it goes like this, quote, you go into Afghanistan, you've got guys who slap women around for 5 years because they didn't wear a veil. You know, guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway, so it's a heck of a lot of fun to shoot them, end quote. Now, that's a very different situation than simply implying that he just likes to shoot people at random. I don't have any sympathy for guys who beat up on their wives. I have no sympathy for anybody who abuses a child. But that's a heck of a long way away from just saying that Matisse just likes to shoot people just to shoot people. And you've got to be very, very careful when all of this stuff is being put on out to demonize Donald Trump's cabinet picks, because they're trying to discredit and demonize him ahead of Hillary's still going to try and steal the White House at the Electoral College. And the entire corporate media is just ganged up on Donald Trump. And they're going to do dirty tricks like that. Like the New York Times, they misquoted him. They ignored where he said that investigations of Hillary are not being taken off the table, and they took a quote about him not wanting revenge and it not being a priority to investigate her, and created the headline, Donald Trump will not criminally investigate Hillary Clinton. The so-called real media has put their lie machine into full spin cycle. Rock and roll, afterburner, overdrive. And you need to keep that in mind. In all the reporting about what Donald Trump is doing and what his potential cabinet picks, administration picks are going to be. Because there's corporate media is still trying to filter. They're still in attack mode on him. They're not going to report anything fairly about him, and you need to keep that in mind. Now, let's get back to the world computers we were going to mention here. The FSB is now out there warning Russian banks, Russian corporations, that to expect massive cyber attacks from, quote, foreign special services, end quote. Gee, I wonder who they might be worried about. I don't know, it might be the same people who keep hacking my server. Over at Microsoft, Windows 10 is not doing very good, especially since they started charging for it. It's not moving forward. It's only got 23% of the entire computer market, with the entire computer market basically dominated by Windows machines and Macintosh, Apple machines. And the Windows people are hanging on to their Windows 7. Some are still going working with XP. They don't want Windows 10. And let's be very honest here. I did give it a fair try. We had a laptop that supports Claire's Choir at the church. It was running Windows 7. And I allowed it to upgrade to Windows 10 so I could see what all the brouhaha was about. And when it came on up from the upgrade, it had erased all of the music software and music. Not moved to the delete bin, literally erased it. And it forced me to change my login credentials to match my Microsoft account, which means potential hackers already have half the information needed to try and brute force their way into the machine. And it was bloated, difficult to use, and we all can assume it's got the latest and greatest in government spyware on it. There was supposed to be a button that allows you to revert back to your original operating system. It turned out that did not work perfectly. It went back to being or thinking it was a Windows 7 machine, but there were all kinds of problems. I ultimately wound up literally throwing that machine in the trash. It was that hopeless. But we live in a nation where government and corporations decide for you what products you will buy and use. You're not allowed that freedom any longer.
You will buy Windows 10, won't you? Will like it, you Schweinhund.
All right, we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're just now getting an emergency alert here, flash flood warning. We got some major, major storms coming on, including thunderstorms later on today here. What's really making me nervous is for the last couple of months, my neighbor's been building this big wooden boat, and he's got all these zoo animals wandering around, which they're leaving messes in my hedges. Anyway, getting on back to the computer stuff. Hackers have devised a little USB, they call it a zapper. And I guess it looks just like any kind of a USB memory stick, but it will permanently destroy any device it's plugged into. It literally has a way of frying the circuits. And apparently, it's actually called USB Kill. And it's available, I guess, on the dark web. You can actually buy one of these things. And you can plug it in and disable a car with a computer system, the screen display, GPS mapping. I mean, USB ports are everywhere, in cars, charging stations, power sockets, airplanes. What kind of a mindset creates things like this? When did being destructive have a higher social standing than being creative? Now then, there is a new startup company, Comma.ai, and they're developing software for self-driving cars. And they're developing software for cars that weren't designed to be self-driving. And basically, they're helping developers learn how to build a device that can turn their car into an autonomous vehicle. And apparently, the strategy is they're giving this thing away for free to get around all the regulations about self-driving cars coming out of Washington, D.C., which seem more designed about protecting the companies that are already into this field rather than coming up with a safe product. So not all hackers are bad. I think this is a good example of somebody trying to devise something more interesting. I would really like to see an open source replacement for the software in all of these cars' computers. Under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, you're not allowed to look at the software in the car that you own. Not allowed to see if it's reporting your driving patterns to your insurance company or how often it's telling the police where you are. I think there actually have been efforts to produce user installable open source replacements for the computer software on the car. I'm very uncomfortable about how much of our property is still hidden from us, especially in the realm of computers. And maybe I was spoiled because I started with computers back when everything in them was wide open. You could go in, play with the machine language. You could dump out the operating system and look at it. You knew what was in there. You knew what it was doing. You could get in there and fix the problems that came from the software companies if you wanted to. Now, getting on back to the idea of malicious people, this is kind of an ugly story. A woman in Southern California created a fake Facebook profile in the name of her ex-boyfriend and then used that fake Facebook profile to send herself threatening messages. And the ex-boyfriend was arrested 4 times before investigators figured out what was going on. And she was out there with these fake messages, stalking, kidnapping, beating her. Heck hath no fury like a woman scorned, I guess. And that's something that's kind of worth keeping in mind, how easy it is to fake an identity online. In the first hour, we were talking about how somebody set up a website that an online poll. 4.2 million people have signed demanding the Electoral College put Clinton in the White House. We have no way of knowing if those signatures represent real people or not. We know the U.S. government has actually bought software that allows a single propagandist to assume hundreds of fake identities in social media. Lying to the American people is big business. In our struggling economy, it's probably the only growth industry we still have. So, since we're talking about the weather, which is coming on in here, we're actually here in Hawaii under a winter storm warning for the tops of the volcanoes. And they're expecting as much as 30 inches of snow on Mauna Kea and Mauna Loa. Coming in with this storm. And I'm sure Al Gore is out there somewhere saying, it's not snow, it's white lumpy rain, it's your imagination. The world is warming, the world is warming. Snowfalls are a thing of the past. It's got to be a cool time for people on holiday. Down there on the Big Island, they can go snow skiing in the morning, go surfing in the Pacific in the afternoon. That's kind of an interesting thing. ought to make up a fake poster. Ski Haleakala. Have a guy on skis right at the edge of that gigantic crater. Now, out in California, Governor Jerry Brown has just signed a law to require dairy farmers to reduce bovine methane emissions. I guess they're going to call this program Obama Cork. And there really isn't a way to reduce a cow's production of methane. It is a byproduct of their digestive process and how they make milk and grow into being burgers. Now, maybe Brown has an idea that barns are now going to be turned into controlled environments where the methane is scrubbed out of the air. But you need to remember, methane naturally decomposes in the presence of oxygen into carbon dioxide and water vapor. It doesn't build up. Now, what's really going to happen, and it's already started happening, under this huge burden of gratuitous regulations in service to the liberals' utopian idea of we can control the sun and the moon and the stars and the climate and all the rest of it, the dairies are going to close down. They're going to move someplace else with a little more common sense. That's what's going to happen. And there are a lot of companies that have already closed business in California and left for other states because there's so many regulations now to serve these wacko political ideologies to make people do things and pay money that actually has no real benefit at all. Europe was caught up in that whole carbon trading thing. No detectable result whatsoever, except that the carbon traders got rich. That was the only detectable result. Now, looking across the news reports coming out of Alaska and the northern part of the United States, it is looking more and more like the old Farmer's Almanac was absolutely correct. Winter is arriving late, but it's going to be a heavy and hard one. And remember, back in March 20th, 2000, the UK Independent banner headline, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. And we have all these reports coming on now that this is going to be the coldest winter in the last 5 years. They're predicting new cold records are going to be set this winter. We're heading into a new little ice age, is the reality. And solar observatories are confirming solar activity is at a low. The sun has virtually no sunspots. It looks like a cue ball from a billiard table. There's nothing going on it right now. New Maunder minimum, new little ice age. And the carbon Nazis are still out there saying, well, we're not going to call it global warming anymore because the world isn't warming, but we'll call it climate change and we're still going to argue for a carbon tax. What sense does that make? The whole idea behind a carbon tax was that carbon dioxide is warming the world. If we're going into a new little ice age, carbon dioxide, and for that matter methane, are good things to have in the atmosphere, aren't they? The global warming movement was never about the environment or global warming. It was about finding another excuse to take money away from you and make you think it's a good idea. And I am very, very glad that Donald Trump thinks this is a load of nonsense. And he's absolutely right. It is a load of nonsense. Anybody who understands science at all and scientific method knew from the start that all of these institutions and agencies that were putting out these proclamations about high temperatures and then not able to back it up with the raw data, that something had gone horribly wrong with the process. Maybe time to put up my ClimateGate article again here. Now, you remember Planned Parenthood? Big stink when it came on out that Planned Parenthood was harvesting fetal parts for sale from the women who were seeking abortions at Planned Parenthood. Basically, Planned Parenthood was treating unborn babies the way your local soft supermarket treats a chicken. Cut it up, wrap it in plastic, sell it. And Today, the House Energy and Commerce Committee's Select Investigative Panel have referred Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast for criminal prosecution to the Texas Attorney General on account of the illegal sale of baby body parts. And this is another area where you start to wonder what's going on with that whole liberal mindset. Remember when Hillary Clinton was out there saying that a fetus is just a blob of protoplasm and you can kill it right up to the moment it's about to be born? Because it's not really a person until it's born. And yet in this country, if you damage an eagle's egg, you can go to prison for years. Now, don't get me wrong. I like eagles. I like nature. I like animals. But when did an unborn eagle acquire rights to survival and protection that unborn human beings do not? You can see how absurd this is getting. I think in a lot of ways, the liberal establishment has lost touch with reality. They're almost becoming their own cult. Certainly Hillary Clinton's campaign ran as a cult, where they're caught up in these articles of belief that aren't really connected with the real world. Human-caused global warming being a good example of that. They're not interested in the science. They want to believe. They want to act on that belief. They want to feel superior. I was watching that show that Lee Remini is doing on Scientology, and she made a very interesting observation. And she said one of the reasons why being a Scientologist did help your career is that you would walk into an office full of producers and casting directors just knowing you were superior to them because you were a Scientologist. You weren't timid. You weren't afraid. You felt like you were the best person in the room, and you could just take control and they'd respond to that. Well, that's what being a religious fanatic does. You believe you're the best person in that room, and you act like it, no matter how ridiculous what it is you're believing in happens to be. Xenu, global warming. It's okay to kill a fetus just before it's born, but don't you touch those eagle eggs. Now, Maryland is about to become the first state in the United States to ban all pesticides harmful to honeybees. And they're basically going to eliminate all of these pesticides in order to protect the remaining bee culture. And this really is very important because those bees are an essential component of the production of natural food because they do the work of pollinating the plants, which allows them to reproduce. Now, we've been hearing about all these horrific studies of colony collapse disorder, whether it was caused by GMO pollen, that was one study. They tried to blame it on cell phone towers, except that cell phone towers have been around for decades, and colony collapse disorder didn't start appearing until GMO crops started gathering a huge market share across America. There's another phenomenon out there, an article that came out of Rumor Mill News. Apparently, and this is not being reported by the corporate media, there have been dozens, hundreds of these acts of vandalism against beehives. People literally going in to an apiary and burning the hives, killing off the bees. Why? Were you stung as a child or something? Did you miss a pill on your psychiatric medication? Well, just stop and think. Who benefits? Who benefits if the natural pollinators, the honeybees, go away? Because if there are no bees to pollinate the natural seeds, if the bees die off or are killed, farmers will be forced to buy pre-pollinated GMO seeds. So you can see where somebody benefits from the bees being killed off, especially if that guilty party is unable to sell their product to people because of concerns over its safety. But this, and when I was a farm kid in New Hampshire, I had beehives. I had him up until the doctor tested my younger brother and found out he was hideously allergic to bee stings and could die. And I had to smoke the hives and everything. But I know what it's like to keep bees. I can't imagine why anybody would just walk onto somebody else's property and set fire to a hive without a real good profit motive behind it. Now, Germany has decided to exercise the European Union opt-out law. They are now banning all cultivation of GM crops within their borders. Not going to be allowed. More and more people are beginning to realize that GMO crops are, it's not just unhealthy. It's an attempt to monopolize world food production. The same way the Federal Reserve wants everybody in the world to go through the Federal Reserve note to conduct commerce, Monsanto wants every farmer on earth to buy their seeds in order to grow food in their own country. That is the ultimate agenda, and that also requires the destruction of the honeybees. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. Meanwhile, somebody just sent me a photo from the Big Island. One of our listeners on the Big Island just sent me a photo of the top of Mauna Kea. There's a lot of snow up there. There's a lot of snow up there. Time for a snowball fight. We need to make a Hawaiian snowman. Ship it to my family. Might not arrive in the same condition back there on the mainland. All right, we're going to take one phone call here before the top of the hour. Jeff in St. Paul, Minnesota. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, the story about in the old days, the Indians would individually take the bag of the precious seeds of the different corn lines and go far away from the encampment, find fresh ground where they would plant those corn and keep the genes all isolated in and amongst themselves, and then, you know, be able to keep the thing going. And then, of course, do you know the story about how, like, hybrid corn works, how they self-corn? In other words, the corn, they take the pollen from the top and put it down to the bottom so it grows. It's, and they get the actual lineage seeds, the pure lines, and then they cross those to make hybrids. You ever look into that?
I'm familiar with that. Of course, the Indians didn't understand what genes and DNA were. They simply observed when they did certain things certain ways, certain results would happen, and you know, they would do that. But the issue here, however, is for the volume of food that needs to be produced to feed our current population, any kind of hand pollinization represents a huge cost in labor. I mean, when you have 5 million honeybees out there doing it, that's one thing. Trying to find enough agricultural workers to go on out there and do the pollinization, whether it's cross-pollinization or self-pollinization, that would drive the cost of the food right through the ceiling, and there's no reason for that to happen other than it's an artifact or an after-effect of one corporation's uncontrolled greed.
Yeah, it's the big business takeover, but, you know, in the old days, everybody saved their best seeds and kept it and traded it and
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. But, you know, Monsanto wants to end Heritage Seeds. Their contract with anybody who's been dumb enough to plant their GMO products are that you buy new seeds every single year. You don't save your seeds and replant them. That's a violation of the contract, and they can come in and take your farm. And
hey, maybe Trump will grow some corn at the White House.
Well, and you know, the White House has seen a lot of interesting things grown on it. The portico on the White House during one presidency actually had hen houses, so they could have fresh eggs there.
Yeah, people have hens in Minneapolis now in the neighborhoods, and you can go and you know get eggs from your neighbors sometimes.
Okay, well, okay. We're going to let you go because we're almost at the top of the hour here. We're going to close the phone lines again. Thanks a lot. We're going to close the phone lines again. New gas leak just erupted in Franklinville, New York. A gas pipeline leak underwater, just the water's frothing up. These pipes are not safe and durable because they're cheap. We'll be right back after station identification.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.